The question was asked, Moshe Rabbeinu, having grown up in Pharaoh's palace, how was he so educated in Judaism? So the answer is I have not yet found a source that addresses this directly, and I've been wondering this question for many years. But I'll tell you a few things which I've put together, which perhaps help us understand this. Again, I'm still searching for someone to address the question head on. Let's review a few midrashim. Number one, our sages say that Pharaoh's daughter was going down to the Nile to bathe as a part of her conversion. She was joining monotheism. She was joining the Jewish faith. So the girl who's bringing him in, who takes on the name Bat Yah, daughter of God, well, she's Pharaoh's daughter who's converting to Judaism. Next, she gives him over to a woman to be in charge of nursing him, who happens to be his mother, who happens to be the wife of the Jewish leader, Amram. At the time, Amram was the man in charge of the Jewish people, the leader, the spiritual guide, the top Levite. So Moshe grows up in his parents' house being educated to Judaism, and then he is transferred to Pharaoh's house to the care of a girl who had adopted Judaism, whatever Judaism was at that time. So we find, number one, that Moshe begins his childhood at home. Number two, he continues his upbringing by a woman who's super dedicated to Judaism. Now let's skip forward 78 years. Moshe is 80 years old. He's coming back to Egypt, and God tells him that he should take the Jews out of Egypt. And Moshe keeps arguing. Why is he arguing? Because he knows that his brother Aaron was the priest, was the Navi until now. And he doesn't want to usurp his brother. Wait a second, what brother? You haven't seen him in 78 years. And then we see that Aaron goes out to greet him, and they hug and they kiss. And Aaron isn't the least bit jealous. On the contrary, he is so happy that his brother is now taking this position of leadership. What kind of brother? You didn't grow up together. What we see from this is that there was some kind of relationship. And it could be that, again, I don't have a source that says this, but it could be that this should lead us to the conclusion that when Batya continued bringing him up, she let him maintain some kind of relationship with his biological parents, unbeknownst to her, with his adoptive parents from her perspective, and his adoptive family. So this indication that we see that he has a relationship with his biological parents, he has a relationship with his biological siblings, and that relationship continues throughout the Torah, certainly indicates that there was a relationship here. He wasn't growing up in a vacuum in the palace. You see, when he becomes 15 years old, Vayetzei Moshe Elechav, Moshe goes out of the palace to see his brothers suffering, to see how he could help them. And he feels like the Jews are his brothers. So that means that Batya did not bring him up in a manner that was contradictory to what his parents brought him up, but on the contrary, she brought him up in a manner that was complementary, a manner that would support the Jewish teachings he had in his parents' home. And then you say, okay, we see Moshe reached a very high level of understanding of Judaism. Yeah, we see that too. So somehow she got him that education. I don't know how. I don't have a source that I know of that actually explains Moshe's childhood in that sense. On this point, there's something else, Yaakov.
There just seems it's so like wow to think that the daughter of Pharaoh could convert to like a different faith and still, and like not only that, but somehow be able to educate or have Moshe Rabbeinu educated enough to become who he became, even at the time before he left for Midian and everything. He's so learned. And that Pharaoh would be okay with this when, at the same time, you know, that she's converting, he's ordering genocide. And he's just like...
Right? That's what Chazal say, that's a humorous aspect. that the Torah points out to us. At the same time that Pharaoh is trying to destroy the leader, the future leader of the Jewish people, he's bringing him up in his own house. Right?
I mean, we see sort of that with in Rome, that Oculus being, I think it was the nephew of the emperor. But
our sages say the Mashiach's going to come out of Rome. Yeah.
But he was raised in Rome, no?
I would just add, to complete the picture, that Batya comes out of Egypt with the Jewish people and ends up marrying Kalev ben Yefune. And Kalev ben Yefune had two wives. One was Miriam, the other one was Batya. So when Miriam and Batya meet at the Nile, Miriam tells this princess, "I'll run and get you a wet nurse for this baby." Miriam and Batya will ultimately share a husband. Miriam and Batya is much older, and they're both much older than Kalev. Kalev married two women who were much older than him, about 40-some-odd years older than him. So we don't know exactly when Kalev married them, but there was over a 40-year gap between Kalev and them, because Kalev was in his 40s when we left Egypt, and they were in their 80s. So there was this 40-year gap. Yeah?